This is Gabe Keller. At KB Pharmacy, we are Rocket proud. We make getting your prescription easy with our mobile app and convenient drive-through pharmacy. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket football.
All right, Rocket football fans, I'm with Coach Courtney on Monday after the Friday night instant classic football game at Rocket Stadium. Coach Courtney, I had a football hangover all weekend, man. I just couldn't get over it.
Yeah, it was a good time to be a Rocket. It definitely feels better over the weekend when you can come out with a win like that, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was certainly an occasion to have a little party afterwards because that was a huge win. It certainly does not by any means guarantee us a home field advantage, but it puts us one step closer to achieving that, and that's what we always shoot for this time of year, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, just to open up the district with a win, it's just really important, and we're able to do that. Like you said, there's still a lot of work to be done, but it's a good start.
Yeah. And we'll be off, or not off, but out of conference, out of district this week. We'll be over at Ohio County. We'll break all that down on the coach show later in the week. But just a great win. I know you've been enjoying this. Coaches are enjoying it. And just as you reflect back over this game, what do you think? I mean, it was just kind of after – the game, when we talked, it was like, wow, this is kind of crazy. You just have to go back through and almost watch the film again. My wife said Saturday night, she said, let's watch that film again. Let's watch it on NFHS and watch that game again.
Right. Yeah, there was just so many different plays. I mean, so many turnovers and the balls hitting the ground for both sides. And then defensive scores and special team scores and scores right before the half. And then, you know, goal line stands for both teams. There were just a ton of different stories within the game from offense, defense, and special teams. Just a lot to cover in the game. It was a wild game. And we're just grateful we were able to, you know, come out on the winning side of it.
Well, it was a young Rocket tonight, and so a big crowd always for that. They got their money's worth for that game.
I felt so. I hope so. And the crowd was great, as always. Yeah. Feeling at Rocket Stadium, it's just different. It gives us a boost. You always feel like it helps us and is a big advantage for us being at home. And I felt like the crowd and, you know, all the things that go into that were awesome and helped us this week.
Of course, remind folks, we are in Class 2A now this year. We've been in 1A for the last several years. We're in 2A, so our other district opponents will be Mayfield and Caldwell County. And those are a little later. So let's talk about players of the game, Coach Courtney. On defense, just couldn't make up your mind, huh? Is everybody?
Yeah. I went with the whole defense. I looked, and there were some guys, maybe if you had to pick, you could pick one or two. There were so many that just had the best game I've ever seen them play. We held them to 92 yards rushing and I believe 50-something passing. And we were 8-for-9 on third down with 88% of those going our way. Only had 5 missed tackles. We were 100% on sudden change and, had 2 goal line stands, won the turnover margin, even though we had some turnovers ourselves. So just outstanding defense. Individually, there's so many guys that made so many plays. I felt like they all deserved it, and things really came together this week for the defense.
You know, just looking at the stats, Gatton Travis, 10 tackles, 10 solos. Caden Howard, 5 solos. Braden Poindexter, 7 solos, 3 assists. And, you know, from there, who are some guys that, you know, it really you felt like play? You mentioned it's had some their best games ever. Who are those guys that we may not see here by just looking at the numbers?
You mentioned one. Gatton Travis was outstanding. The way he played, he just made a small adjustment to the way he played and something that we worked on this week, and it made all the difference in the world with him having 10 solos. Tackle for loss, and it was a big tackle for loss. It was one that actually set up one of the block punts. We were able to call a timeout right before the half. Just did a really good job in every aspect of playing defense. Braden Poindexter was always in the right spots, made a lot of plays. I believe he had 10 total tackles as well. It was really, really good. Braden Mankett, nose guard. I feel like, you know, that's a kid we moved down there at the end of the year. He's never played any nose guard in his life, and I feel like it really came along this week. He gave him a lot of trouble, made some big plays, 2 tackles for loss, a sack, caused a fumble, just really big game for him. Levi Piper, I thought, played really well, especially in coverage. That didn't always show up in the stat sheet. Not all of our DBs, you know, the 6'7 and 6'8 guy out wide that we're worried to death about, and we're only able to give, or they only give up 50 yards passing. And that really all team. The pass rush was great. The DBs were great. We were just really hyped, at a height disadvantage, except for Keller, and they just did an outstanding job. Really, everybody on the defense played well. I could say something good about every one of them. There's not really a whole lot negative to say about the defense. So I'm just really excited for that, and just hopefully we can continue it moving forward. So it feels like we really figured some things out this week.
You know, you mentioned Piper. It seems like on one of those plays they were down on the goal line, and he was like, he came out of nowhere and stopped that pass.
Yeah, that was a great job. That play really stands out. Yeah, your fourth down. Those goal line stands, I mean, we had a chance just to really give them a chance to get back in it there. We get that pick, and then Caden, I give him a lot of credit for chasing that guy down and tapped him on the five, and defense is able to stand there. And then we get a block punt right after that and hold them to fourth down. And Levi makes that play on fourth down to keep them out of the end zone. So, you know, they had the ball inside the 10 two times, you know, right there at the end of the game. That it could have very easily flipped the game and made it really scary, or if not, even flipped it to a loss. So, the guy defensively, just the heart that they played with and continue just to play the next play, just really excited for them and happy the way they played.
You know, always play the next play. You know, like I wrote in the article after the game, that it was, you know, it was a masterpiece at times, but it was almost like a blooper reel sometimes too. But when you make a mistake, you just step right back up and play. You forget it. Short memory type thing and go on.
Yeah, that was the difference. And that's something we always preach, play the next play. If it's great, if it's bad, if it's average, it doesn't matter. We just always got to play the next one and play it the same way. And I didn't feel like the guys blinked there at the end of the game when it made me a little nervous when they had the ball right down there. We just came right in and play, get a turnover. And like you said, some of it honestly was ugly football on both sides. And some of it was great football of making plays.
Absolutely.
It was just kind of, you know, some of both. It was a great win, but to be honest, there's still a lot. What if we played a clean game? What if we don't turn the ball over?
Right.
What if we're able to punch it in the red zone and not turn it over in the red zone? What if we don't muff punts? And, you know, there's still so many things that if we just clean up 102 yards in penalties, what if we get that down to 50? You know, what type of football team can we be?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's really exciting, though. We didn't play our perfect game and are still able to come out with a big win over the top five team in the class. So still a lot of room to improve, but still happy for the guys as well.
It'd be interesting to see when the poll comes out later today, the AP poll, see where we're at after that win. Offensive player of the game, Tyler Belt, another great game, but Tyler playing like a senior.
I thought he really stepped up, and he's one I didn't mention. I thought he played his best defensive game, but doesn't necessarily show in the stats, but was really in the right spot. It's really been working on his stance, and was just really coachable this week, defensively and offensively. Just every time he gets the ball, it feels like he'd be a good play. He had two touchdowns, made some great plays. Seven kind of trips him coming off the edge there on that wheel route. On his first touchdown, he trips. While he's tripping it, catches it, and still ends up in the end zone. And when he was at running back, made a couple great runs that really kept drives going. So, yeah, he's playing outstanding, and we really need him to. We've said before here, he's probably our most athletic, like home run type guy, and he's been playing like that lately, and we're excited for him and hope that he continues.
Yeah, and you don't catch home runs from behind the ball very often like the Owensburg Catholic guy did.
Yeah,
not many people in this world are going to catch Tyler from behind if he has a head start.
No. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I still can't get over that one. Special teams, Caden Travis, man, what a play there.
Yeah, he has a the first time when I was talking about Gatton made that tackle for loss and gave us the opportunity right before the half to call a timeout and go block one. And they kind of have a muff punt there and kind of mishandle it and tackle it. And then Caden Travis goes and tackles him and causes a fumble right there. So he gets a fumble on the first punt. And then he blocks a punt later on that Poindexter recovers and goes scores. So two huge special teams plays by one guy that really – flip the game and give you 14 points off of just those two plays. So really, really good job for him. He's also a long snapper, and I thought Micah punted the ball really well, and we talked about that. But he's also been having great snaps back there too, which is not always a easy job and can get overlooked. But he just had a good night overall on special teams and does a lot of things special teams for us. He's probably on most special teams, if not all, and did a good job on them.
Yeah, he's just getting better every week, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's the guy, which we've talked about before. But before the year, we just knew that he could be a player. It's just figuring out where exactly. He's kind of a tweener guy as far as size and a good athlete. But, you know, just what is he? And I think he's really found his home at the things he's doing right now.
Up front, lineman of the week, Braden Brand Sassy. He's another one, just sophomore, but man, he's a player.
Yeah, he's solid, extremely solid. Just like offensive line sometimes get overlooked, but he's as solid as we have up front and played really well. Had some big old boys in front of him. Murray's not necessarily huge across the board up front, but the guys that put in front of him are huge. And that was his responsibility. Did a good job taking care of those guys. And you know, just a really good player and has been. I'm honestly surprised that this is his first week of being offense lineman of the week. Not because of anything, just because how good he is.
Yeah.
He's a really good player. So nothing new really from him. He pretty much performs every week, and we're certainly lucky to have him.
Coming out of that game, any significant injuries, Coach?
I don't think so. I don't know. Nothing that I know about.
We had a little blood running off some guys' heads before it was over. I know they had a couple of them. But,
yeah, I thought we showed a lot of toughness. We're still cramping. We got to figure that out. But most of the time when people are down, it's cramping. I'm not sure why we're cramping. So it was hotter than normal at this time of year, but still at this time of year you'd think that we're accustomed to anything. So we got to get that figured out. But I don't think any major injuries. I thought we showed a lot of toughness. I saw some guys got hit hard and bounced back up, and I thought it made a big difference and sent a message to the team. I don't like to talk too much about Caden, but I thought him getting up after taking that ball and getting back in a play later is a big boost to your team. You need guys like that that'll say, you know, this one means a whole lot. I can't get out of this one. You know, and it sends a message to the rest of your team that we're here to play regardless. So I was proud of him for that.
Yeah, he's tough. And I tell you, you better start enjoying talking about your nephew because he's going to be a guy to talk about for the next couple of years, man. Yeah. He's a player.
I'll work on it.
Yeah, start enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be that way with your kids either.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's tough. It's tough when they're your relative, but, man, sing their praises when you can. So. Yeah. All right, Coach. Well, keep enjoying this victory, but I know you're already turned your attention to Ohio County, and we'll talk about them later in the week. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy. Located on Main Street in Marion, KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football. Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy. Located on Main Street in Marion, KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.